know what's going on with it.
The next patient is Mrs. Barbara Gordon. The last name is G-O-R-D-O-N. This is a clinical case of an 87-year-old white female that recently moved into Florida, Highlands County, and we got her with a CKD stage 4. Today is the follow-up. The patient is feeling, is looking much better, is acting much better. She is not dehydrated. She is with good appetite. She gained 1 pound of body weight. And overall, there is a significant improvement compared to the first visit. Today, the serum creatinine went up to 2.2 from 1.9, and the BUN is 45. Probably this is related to prerenal azotemia because of the BUN creatinine ratio is elevated at 20. The proteinuria is less apparent than before, went down to 325 milligrams per gram of creatinine, and before was in the 600s. For that reason, we are going to continue with the present approach, with the present management, since there is a improvement from the clinical point of view. Following number, hypothyroidism, the patient is taking replacement therapy. However, we are going to order T3, T4, TSH in order to assess the function of the thyroid. Following number, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. She has a history of atrial fibrillation. However, the physical examination reveals a regular rhythm. She is not anticoagulated, and that's another condition that we have to follow. We are going to give an appointment to see us in 3 months with laboratory workup, and we will order, as mentioned before, the thyroid assessment. We have to point out that this patient is taking pantoprazole that could impair the kidney function. However, she has tried the H2 inhibitors and omeprazole to no avail. The only medication that controls the GERD is the pantoprazole. Period. What do you charge? We spent 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, in assessing the patient and talking to the patient 20 minutes, and in the documentation, 6 minutes.